The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson. We bring you this podcast to talk about some of our businesses in the region, small, medium, large. All types of businesses in various categories. We learn a little bit more in these conversations, and we hope you will learn as well as we move forward. What's interesting is the creativity in so many of these types of organizations these days, and we're living in a green and clean environment. We're also understanding, too, that a lot of businesses take advantage of these creative ideas and new concepts. One thing that's a new concept is the Connecticut Green Bank. And the Green Bank has an unusual but very important mission and a lot of programs, initiatives to promote clean energy, sustainability. We're also going to hear from a very well-known business in our region here and how they've taken advantage of the Green Bank. So I'd like to introduce our guest first, Catherine Dungan. She's the Associate Director, Commercial Program, part of the team there at the Connecticut Green Bank. Catherine, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray. So Catherine Dungan from the Green Bank. I've been with the bank since 2014, always in their commercial programs and particularly in our CPACE program. The Green Bank is a quasi-public agency of the state of Connecticut. And primarily, we lend money, and we lend money to anybody or any entity that wants to make their building greener or more energy efficient. And soon, we're going to be also able to lend money for resiliency. So that's what we do. We lend money, and it's all about either clean energy, renewable energy, or making your building stronger in the face of challenges like climate change.
Yes, and that is certainly on our mind, everyone's mind too. Jerry Barker, a longtime family business here, well-known in this region, is president of Barker Specialty. Jerry, welcome. It's good to have you here on the podcast.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, too. And let's talk about Barker Specialty and why you've been around for a long time here.
So Barker Specialty is a 75-year-old company that specializes in promotional advertising and marketing. And the company was started by my parents. And when they started it, this space did not exist, the idea of advertising or printing on clothing or tangible goods. Now, there are many other advertising options. But they saw the future and saw the fragmentation of the advertising industry and how important it is to get a product in your hands, tangible advertising. As we like to say, this is a tangible expression of your product, of your brands, of your messaging. And we've grown to be a good-sized supplier of these items throughout the United States.
Yep, getting the messaging across 75 years, a very... Congratulations, I might say, too, for a family business for long. That's terrific news. And I'm going to go back, if I can, to you, Catherine, a little bit here, and just sort of establish some of the protocols of the Green Bank. Clean energy, sustainability, and looking at the long term for a business. Let's talk about how success can be made by engaging with the Green Bank. Jerry, you'll talk about your story in just a moment. But let's talk about the Green Bank and committing to local businesses and sustainability and how people can approach the Green Bank if they'd like more information.
Right. So there's two components that would motivate someone to come to us, ways that we can help. And one is, as you say, if the business wants to be more sustainable, because that's a value that they hold. In addition, it's interesting that going greener, being more sustainable, generally helps your bottom line. So it increases the value of your building and it increases your operating income because you're saving money on energy costs. So people come to us, they'll give us a call, find us on the internet, go to our website, and we'll stick to commercial since that's really what your audience, I believe, is. And our premier program is CPACE, which stands for Commercial Property Assessed Clean Energy. So we use the value of your property to secure long-term, low-cost financing that you can use to lower your energy costs, generate your own energy through solar or any other renewable means. And as I said, we're going to also add to that resiliency measures. Say your insurance company is requiring you to do upgrades for your roof so it's more hurricane resistant. You can also use our funds for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned hurricane resistance, big storms as well. The climate is changing. And even people say, well, regardless of how or why it's changing, they acknowledge severe storms that they know recall from their youth. They also acknowledge some other changes with respect to storm damage because we've had more tornadic activity, hurricanes, wind damage.
Flooding.
Yeah. It's very different. So when you meet with a commercial business, how do you talk about the weather? I mean, it's so strange to say, are we just going to stay here and talk about the weather? But that's a very important component.
Well, interestingly, by the time we're talking to somebody, they're rarely talking about the weather. They come to us because there's been an issue for them. Maybe it's roof related and they need to replace a roof. But a roof by itself is not a thing we finance. What we find is that when a business needs capital to replace a roof, they often discover that putting solar on, which we can finance, and anything incidental to that, including the roof, is a really smart way to go. They get a new roof that's compliant with whatever their needs are. And in addition to that, the solar revenue pays for the roof and pays for all that additional, well, it reduces their electric bill at the same time. So you get two great bangs for your buck.
So is this correlated to the program you have called CPACE,
Yep.
CPACE financing?
Yes, it's all
Yeah.
CPACE. Yeah, mostly at mo the program that I work on is CPACE. It's a premier commercial program. It's the one we mostly talk about. If a commercial entity comes to us and they want to do something that falls outside the realm of CPACE, we do have other solar financing options, and we do have like boutique financing for something that's a really big project that is unique.
Yeah.
So, but most projects fall within the CPACE guidelines. But again, we're energy and resiliency related. So you'd never come to us if you were just going to build, an extension and you didn't care about the energy efficiency of it, right? You wouldn't come to us for that.
Yeah. So Jerry, you use the CPACE financing for solar projects in your company too. How did that come about?
Yeah, right. Everything Catherine says is correct, of course. I have to say, this is somewhat of a journey. And the journey sort of begins with recognizing that energy costs are substantial, having a substantial effect on the bottom line of a business. And you see these expenses and you say, what can I do to reduce them? And we go to our industry partner, Eversource, here in Central Connecticut. And they have a number of great programs. They have an energy efficiency program that's helpful. The state has Department of Public Utilities that has, deregulated rates, and you try to find a good vendor for your energy. But at the same time, you're like, oh my God, still spending a lot of money. And then you hear of solar, and you go, hey, solar might be a good option. How could I navigate this route? And as you start navigating it, you realize that there's tremendous complexities in the solar process itself. Complexities in the legal process, complexities working with Eversource, complexities working in getting financing. However, as I like to say, a car is very complex, but you don't need to understand the complexities to drive it. It's the same in this space. If you find good partners, they will make the journey very easy. And there are a number of rewards associated with that journey. and I'm happy to share those today.
Talk about them.
So I'll first start with finding the right energy partner. If you Google roofing, solar roofing commercial in Connecticut, you'll find a lot of sources. And once again, you need to vet to find the right one. We actually engaged a consultant called M&D Technologies, very nice person, Dave Pastillo, and he helped us navigate this. We also interviewed a few different solar roofing companies and found one that we had a great reputation and we felt very comfortable with called Verigy out of East Hartford. Now, once that happened, we had a proposal done where they actually Googled our roof and gave us a proposal based on what our energy savings would be. There is another component of this that Eversource has a program called ZREC credits, and they're not always available. You have to apply for them. But this is money given to people who engage in solar power to offset, it's not necessary to offset the cost of electricity. So for example, we found out that we would get about $7,000 to $8,000 a year in these ZREC credits to offset the energy. We also found out that we would save about $12,000 to $14,000 a year on our actual energy bill because we're using less energy. We also found out that we would be getting a 26% investment tax credit, which if you're profitable, you know, is a lot of money. So we then said, okay, this is great. Now, what does it cost to do this? And to Catherine's point, we realized that we needed a new roof to do this because we're not going to put on solar panels that might last for 35 years if we're going to need to fix the roof in 5 or 6 years. So we had the roof looked at by a few different roofing contractors and found what we felt very good about. In this case, we used a company called Elite Roofing out of Cheshire. And so I'll just tell you the numbers. There were $160,000 to do the roof. And the program with Verigy was about $260,000. So that's $410,000. We don't have that money. We needed to have it financed. Banks generally don't want to touch this space. They don't understand it. And these are multi-year projects that are going out. You know, the loans go out, I think, to 20 years. So that's where Connecticut Green Bank came in. They were not only willing to finance it, they were anxious to finance it. And working with Catherine, we were able to decide on a plan that matched our payments with what our savings were. And quite frankly, we opted for just a 6-year loan, which was at a very competitive rate. It was like 5.5%. And this has been, quite frankly, a home run for our company. And to Catherine's point, the social aspect is also very important to us. We are a company that cares about the world, cares about our community, cares about our employees. But interestingly enough, our customers also demand that we care and that we could show them that we've invested in this solar technology and are, you know, committed to sustainability has had many positive effects.
Well, the sustainable practices that you employ in your business at Barker Specialty and beyond resonate. And I think, Catherine, as Jerry just mentioned in his description too, it's not just this story and this narrative of Barker Specialty, but also other businesses of a variety of size. So how would you work with, the smallest customer all the way on up to a larger corporation, Catherine?
So the truth is there's not that much of a difference in the way we handle it. There's obviously a much, the solar contractor has a bigger task when it's a more complex installation, but our process is very straightforward. You know, someone comes to us with a project, they put in an application, we underwrite. Our underwriting guidelines are very similar to what somebody would experience when they go for a mortgage, right? A very similar experience to that. So regardless of the size, we will underwrite you. We'll underwrite your project in the sense that we'll take all the materials from your contractor and confirm that the project, for solar especially, will be cash flow positive. All right, so that's important. That's a component of the Green Bank's guidelines. We're required for solar for there to be a cash flow positive outcome for the borrower. So we confirm that with some engineers. When those two things are done and the project is green lighted, the same documents, whether you're a mom and pop shop or a corporation, fill them out, get them signed, and everyone then, you close and then you go into the building process. So it's whether you're small or large, you'll get this pretty much the same process with us. And again, the complexity and the size is not really material. The rates are the same regardless of the size of the project. And as Jerry said, our rates are very low. We keep them low and we'll extend our term out as long as your equipment will last. Right. So if your equipment is going to last for 20 years or 25 years, we can go out that far. A standard bank is not going to offer you the low rates and the long repayment periods that we can structure to match what you've got coming in on the solar side so that you can pay out of the cash flow from your solar.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you're doing this work, and Jerry Barker, in our closing minute here that we have left, a minute or two, you'll be collaborating other projects, I guess, with the Green Bank. You have a long relationship, long-standing relationship. So you're pleased with this, or you wouldn't be here.
Ray, not only are we pleased, we actually have two relatively large buildings, one 50,000 square feet and another one 40,000 square feet. We first did the 40,000 square feet building, which was completed in 2021. We just completed in 2023 the other building. So we actually have two large solar arrays that we've taken advantage of. And we've worked with the Green Bank to share this with other people. We so appreciate you taking the time because this is so important. It's savings. And it's interesting. All these people want businesses to save money. They want that. They know, they understand that energy is such an important component of the expenses of doing business that they're looking to help businesses in Connecticut. And I would encourage anybody to reach out to me if they have questions, to reach out to different vendors. I will say this, it is complicated, but good vendors make it simple. And we've had a great experience and we're seeing the savings.
And you've been a very much a partner in the community as well. So I'm encouraging you to give the contact information. So if anybody would like to contact you directly, Jerry, how can they do that?
Very easy. Jerry, Gerry, at barkerspecialty.com. And we're online and, I'm there on LinkedIn or anywhere else you might want to find me.
Absolutely. Great. Well, thanks for your time. And Catherine, too, we want to thank you with as your role too with the Connecticut Green Bank. More information, this is a good time for everybody to know how to get in touch with the Connecticut Green Bank as well. So provide that.
Yes, so the best place to start would be the ctgreenbank.com website, which will or CPACE. Actually, ctgreenbank.com/CPACE will get you specifically to our project. But people can also email me, and it's catherine.duncan@ctgreenbank.com. And that's Catherine with a C.
Perfect. Got to make that distinction.
Yep.
Catherine Duncan, Jerry Barber, thank you so much for being on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. We've learned a lot about Connecticut Green Bank, Barber especially. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you,
Thank
Rick.
you.
Bye-bye.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quincham.com.